Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for July the 8th. Today's devotion is entitled, Praying by His Mercy, Not My Merit. We'll be looking at the reading from the book of Psalms, Psalm 6, verse 4. Turn, O Lord, deliver my life. Save me for the sake of your steadfast love. David wrote this psalm as a prayer during a season of deep distress when he felt the weight of God's discipline and the threat of his enemies. He cried for the Lord to turn toward him, expressing his longing for the restored favor and nearness of God. David pleaded for deliverance, not because he deserved rescue, but because of God's steadfast love. The Hebrew word translated steadfast love is chesed, describing God's faithful covenant love that is rooted in his character rather than our worthiness. David's greatest appeal and prayer was not his merit, but God's mercy. This pointed beyond David's experience to the greater hope found in Jesus Christ, through whom God's steadfast love has been fully revealed. How often we are tempted to approach God by reminding him of our efforts, our sacrifices, or our faithfulness. Yet David showed us a better way. We come before the Father with empty hands, trusting not in what we have done, but in who he is. Through Christ, we have an even greater confidence than David possessed. Jesus has fulfilled the covenant on our behalf and has offered his finished work, which gives us bold access to the throne of grace. When we pray, we do not bargain with God or attempt to earn his favor. We rest in his mercy, trusting that his steadfast love never fails. Every prayer we offer finds its confidence in the character of God and in the saving work of Christ. Let us make this our habit each day, praying by his mercy, not our merit. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you that we do not have to earn your favor or prove ourselves worthy of your love. Thank you for receiving us because of your steadfast love revealed through your Son, Jesus Christ. Teach us to pray with confidence in your mercy instead of trusting in our own goodness. Turn your face toward us, strengthen our faith, and remind us that your covenant love never fails. In Jesus' name, amen.